It is 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. I'm Craig Folly. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And perhaps if you've been following the news over the past several months, you recognize that the Greektown Casino is having a little trouble finishing the hotel portion of their project. They have been lagging behind their two competitors in a lot of different areas. And we want to sort of analyze the situation here. Joining us is Jake Miklosik. He's a casino analyst with Michigan Consultants. Jake, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of concern from folks that are wondering if the Greektown Casino itself is going to close. That is not the case. However, this hotel is sitting out there. They have acknowledged that they need to get this thing open if they want to remain competitive. But the hotel faces some real problems, does it not?
I'm not sure I agree with that. From what I see with their financing and the way it's set up and the guarantees, the hotel will open without really much, maybe a little bit of hassle, but really no major problems. They do have the financing to finish construction to open it, and that will occur. I think they've projected basically February, and I have no reason to doubt that.
Now, obviously, you know, the casino revenues at Greektown, they have been lagging behind their two competitors, especially since the other two have their permanent facilities open. You know, how much of a disadvantage, though, is that for them in trying to compete with Motor City and MGM Grand?
Well, a hotel is a nice amenity. The problem with the hotels is they add a lot to your debt. The Greektown market share is lower than the others, lower than they'd want it to be, although there's no particular reason for any company to try and match market share with another company. The challenge is to make sure you're profitable. They are doing over $320 million a year in gaming revenues, which puts them in the top 10, if not the top 5% on Earth. So the revenues are coming in. It's how you spend the money, and a hotel is a nice amenity for your high rollers and to perhaps make a few extra bucks, but it's really not essential to the core business as much as some people would think.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Greektown, you know, again, is pretty profitable. How is the Detroit market shaping up as a gambling market so far when you look at the numbers?
Well, you know, it's great. This year it's up 3.7%, and which doesn't sound like much, but when you look at Illinois down 19%, and New Orleans, the land-based casino down there is about 19%. Even the Connecticut, the large casinos there are down 6-7%. It's really hung in there very well. Even Greektown, for all its problems, I think is down less than 6% for the year, which... there's a whole bunch of industries in Michigan that like to say they were down only 6%. So the revenues are there. There's been a lot of all sort of hassle or noise in getting set up, suits, and the money wasted at the riverfront, things like that. But the revenue, the market, as you asked the question, is really fine.
You know, I do want to get back to Greektown here for just a second, because there's been some noise in recent weeks that maybe it's time to find a new company to perhaps become a partner in this, run this type of facility. Your thoughts on that sort of political interference that seems to be out there in terms of the ownership of this casino?
Well, there's really two parts to that. On the political side, I'm not sure why people get involved in that. The Greektown pays, just like the other two casinos, based on revenues. It's probably about the only companies that do that in Michigan. You pay on revenues. So the state's getting paid in the city almost every day. I think it's four times a week. So they're paid regardless. You get your tax money. And employees are working. They're getting paid. So you're getting all your revenues on the income taxes. So that's all paid anyways. Now, the other side is your debtors, your creditors. There is money owed, and they are in reorganization, and that has to be dealt with to pay the money they owe. And that may involve restructuring, and may very likely involve some type of a partnership with another firm, and that very likely will occur.
Yeah. Is there any shortage of companies that would be interested in getting into this business with this project in particular?
Well, a year ago there wouldn't have been. today there's all kinds of shortages. The market value would be very low today compared to what I would call the intrinsic value. that is a nice asset. It's a nice facility. It's a unique facility. There's not that many urban casinos in North America. I like the facility in a lot of ways. And again, people come there. So there is a value there. The problem right now is the larger companies, like, well, Las Vegas Sands, they've lost over 90% of their market value, over 95%, I think. MGM's down about almost 90%. The other companies, Penn National, Boyd, they're all down between 70% and 90% value. Who's a buyer right now? You know, it's tough to get a buyer for anything right now.
But those are startling numbers. I mean, what's responsible for, you know, a 90% drop in value of a gaming company?
Well, there's two pieces. One is that they were overvalued before, and they just people started looking at the bun and not the hot dog, and they got fancier and fancier buns with the extravagant use of cheap money, just like some people spend too much on houses. Some of the casinos spend too much on the building, forgetting that the core is just the slot machine, the blackjack table. So people borrowed too much money. People got too excited about the extravagance, of how pretty they looked, and the prices went up too high, more than really could be justified. So then they crashed way too low now. And probably it's, you know, the value in a couple of years will almost definitely be higher than they are today. Will they ever reach the highs of a year ago? I don't know.
Our guest, once again, is Jake Miklosik. He is a casino analyst with Michigan Consultants. And Jake, you know, you mentioned that a lot of these companies, you know, built and went with the glitz and glamour. Looking back at the original proposals for the casino hotels in Detroit, they were scaled back significantly from those original plans that were out there.
Well, it depends what you mean by original.
Well, you know, when I look at I remember one of the things the city wanted was the hotels to be larger than they are, with more rooms than they currently offer. I want to say they're about half the size of what some folks were originally calling for.
Well, again, some people in government, city, who didn't even like the casinos, then came out and said you should have 3,000 rooms, whatever. I never said that. I did the first analysis. I never saw sizes to be much bigger than they are today.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Looking back with what we have now, are we better situated than perhaps some of those, you know, overblown properties in places like Vegas?
Oh, I think that might be true. The 400 rooms is supportable. It makes some sense. It's an awful lot of debt. But the size, the other thing is there's two new hotels opening in Detroit, or at least rebuilt hotels, mm-hmm. that are heavily subsidized, and they're competing with them, and they don't have the subsidies. But and can Detroit bring that many rooms on at one time during a recession, deep recession? But but you are right in that the sizing is, and I would say this with Windsor too. There's a lot of people wanted, especially government people, much larger facilities, and the sizes are much more defensible and in the long term, much higher chance of profitability.
So let's just wrap up here, Jake. You're suggesting, though, that Greektown, this hotel, will get built, but we may see perhaps a new partner in this company sometime in the next several months.
At some time, it's very possible. I really don't have a specific time length to say whether a couple months or a year, but it would be likely in the future. Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
All right, that's on. No problem. That's Jake Miklosik. He's a casino analyst with Michigan Consultants, and we appreciate him being with us.